Okay, this is a framework for packaging AI agent capabilities like installable skills. Imagine PIP, but for machine skills, not libraries.
Sure, but we already have MCP and Skyet already shipped agent skills as server specs. What's actually new?
Right, but every project reinvents tool definitions, system prompts, and safety rules. Skillware declares a skill as a bundle, executable Python, cognition instructions, governance rules, and a standardized tool schema. One install, one manifest, works across Gemini, Claude, Ollama, GPT, Llama.
So it's a package manager for agent capabilities.
Exactly. apt-get for skills, apt-get apt-get for skills, you literally pip install it.
Okay, show me the thing.
Fine. Let's spin it up. First, install. Pip install Skillware. If you're on Gemini, grab Gemini Extra 2. Pip install Skillware. Space between the brackets matters, or it errors. And I just spent 20 minutes debugging that.
Naturally. Of course, it's a one-character typo that swallows the whole afternoon.
Once installed, Skillware list prints your locally available skills and confirms path resolution.
And you trust whatever random skill you installed?
Well, that's the fine print. The loader pulls the bundle, manifest, YAML skill.py, instructions.md, card.json, and adapts it to the model's tool format. But yes, every skill runs in your process and can read every variable in os.environ. There's a whole trust model section in the docs for a reason.
So the trust surface is everything the skills maintainer says it is.
Pretty much. You're still on the hook for authorship and keys. Skill keys get declared in the skill library per bundle. The framework itself doesn't ship keys.
I see. So it's an app store with no review board?
I mean, it's open source, so the review board is open pull requests and crickets at 3 a.m. on a Tuesday. But yeah. The roadmap page is titled Vision, and it does picture an app store for agents.
Stop, so you're fundraising on GitHub stars?
87 downloads this week and counting. I'll take it. 87 happy little agents doing real work.
I did not expect that to land as hard as it did. Fine. Walk me through a real loop.
Model context protocol is server specs. Skillware is code first. The skill is executable Python, not a Docker file. The loader adapts the manifest and instructions to whatever provider tool format you're using.
So if I swap from Gemini to Ollama, I just change the provider setup and the rest stays?
That's the pitch. The tool call comes back. You run skill.execute with the args, then feed the result back into the model. The Gemini usage guide has the exact three-step loop.
Okay, this is actually clean.
I know, right? Clean enough that I want to build a skill for cursor's router output. Fewer tiny review comments about the same log field. That's a product win.
So this is basically our control infrastructure thesis with a hoodie on.
Exactly. The hoodie makes it fun.
I'm still uneasy about the trust model.
Read the trust model docs. Per skill key isolation, and the whole Git clone and audit thing. It's not perfect, but it's a hell of a lot better than copy-pasting the same prompt template into every repo.
Fair. Fine by me as long as the docs don't live in a gated PDF only.
No gate. Security.md is right there in the repo. You can grep for env and see every place os.environ shows up.
I don't know, sometimes I think you'd trust a skill just because it has the right name.
Oh, come on. I just spent 20 minutes debugging a pip install typo. I am not installing random finance skills willy-nilly.
Fine, I'll concede the demo works. What's the path to getting one new skill into the registry?
Open a PR, follow the template, include deterministic tests, and you're in. The contributing guide walks you through it, scope PRs, deterministic behavior, and verified tests.
So the App Store part is real, but the review is purely mechanical?
For now. Vision page talks about graduated curation, but today it's PRs and CI.